Good morning, 910 here on the Mighty 690, and it's Wednesday time to chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Good morning. Good.
Good to have you on here. Getting some rain. It's always good. Not a lot, but it's still some.
I know. I saw that report that we were like in one of the top five for drought.
Yeah. I mean, there are areas here like Sedan specifically, and I think Chanute have never been drier on record.
Yeah.
Independence is the fourth driest period that we've had in during this time frame, mm-hmm. sort of thing. So yeah, we're talking kind of like Dust Bowl stuff, which is a little scary.
We need to rain for like weeks.
We do.
Really don't want to do that because then I'll get depressed.
Being a foot behind, but hey, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Well, spring is upon us more events to talk about.
We do. We do have events and other announcements going on. So one announcement I just want to remind everybody, it's about that time for graduations, of course, then Mother's Day, Father's Day, all the fun holidays. We do have Shop Local gift cards. They work like a credit card, and then they just kind of give you a variety of shopping places. So if you have somebody you're like, I want to give them one of those, and then let them shop at 20 places in town. So it's always a nice thing. Call the chamber. We can give you all the details on that. The Aviation Museum had a great event recently and hope to have more. I mean, I think they're really going to try to grow that museum, and it's a hidden treasure that we forget about. But they do have a new Facebook event, so follow them on Facebook for hours and all the events that are coming up.
Yeah, and I was in Independence that day, so I couldn't make it out. Were they able to have the hot air balloon and stuff and the kites?
I didn't get to go either. Yeah. She told me she'd take a bunch of pictures and send it to me, and I haven't seen it yet because I'm like, I want to see those pictures.
I want to check them out. So I was hoping to make it, but yeah, we were tied up all morning and early afternoon in Independence.
Yes, I was multiple places myself.
Yes.
So, including the barbecue cook-off down there.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah,
I loved it.
That was good.
So. Now, this is not till July, but go ahead and save the date now because I'm really proud of the organizers and the volunteers. But Summer Celebration will be July 8th, and this event has just grown so much in just a few years. I mean, it's just like exploded. Make sure you follow them on Facebook for all the details. I'll share some stuff as we get closer. But I know right now they're just kind of organizing vendors and looking for volunteers and sponsors. So help them out. The Coffeeville Community College Fine Arts Department is accepting nominations for the Fine Arts Hall of Fame. You can go out to the CCC website for that. And then the newly formed Coffeeville Alumni Association, that just got started up this year, they now have a newsletter so they can keep both the alumni and the community just kind of updated on what's happening in the district and around the town. Our job of the week is J&D Meat Market. He's looking for meat helpers and cashiers, including some weekends. So if you go out to the Chamber website, we have a job board, and every week we have new jobs we're sharing out there. So if you're looking for a job, head out there. Before I hit on some events, because we do have several good ones coming up, I want to shout out to some business members doing some really good things. So first of all, congratulations to Nicole Marchant, who received several awards, including Agent of the Year for Farmers District. So that was really neat. The Midland Theater announced that the front of the house construction is almost there. I mean, it's set to be completed at the beginning of the summer, and they hope to start having some events. So that'll be exciting to see here.
Yeah, I know we're just waiting on some water to get finished up. And then as soon as they get that taken care of, I'll get on the city end, be dropping fixtures in, and be ready to go.
As long as nothing hiccups, but you never know with construction. But I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to that. So I want to shout out to the Coffeeville Area Community Foundation, Tim Haynes and Jim Carell, for putting on the Youth Innovation Lab for our youth. My son went to it, and he loved it, and they had two really successful weekends and hope to have more throughout the next year. So that was great. I did have the CCC choir call us yesterday, and you probably got the news release story on this too, but they are doing a fundraiser, and they're selling world's finest chocolate candy bars so that they can go to a trip and perform in Branson. There's all kinds of places that they're doing them at, so Carter Automotive, El Poblito's, Turbineth. We have a full list at the office here, and so call us if you want. And then also May 5th, they're having a concert at the Spencer Rounds Theater. So look forward to that. All right. So we do have some events coming up. Yay. The scholarship. Well, before that, that's Saturday. Friday is the high school rodeo. And we're just kind of getting some details. Hopefully we'll have some more to share with you in the next couple of days. But that'll be out at the fairgrounds, and lots of kids coming in for that, I've been told already. So if you want to go out and check out all the rodeo, that'll be this Friday. Let's hopefully the weather's okay.
Yes.
We want rain.
I think actually we'll have a little break there. So
okay,
that
good.
May work.
I was like, we just said we wanted rain.
Yeah.
But...
Friday's looking pretty decent.
Okay. And then, of course, Saturday is the scholarship auction at CCC. I'm excited. They started sharing some of the auction items and some really nice, fun ones.
It seems like just about every business in town has something in it.
I know. They're really good about that. They've grown it so much over the years. And I'm selling Plinko tickets, so I'll be doing the Plinko game. So come find me at the auction. And if you haven't got your tickets, call them now. Of course, Sunday, as long as the weather holds out, they're having the annual fishing derby with the Caulfield Rec. All those kiddos out there and all the fishing poles, that'll be fun to see. So that'll be on Sunday. Okay, few things coming up soon as well. On May 2nd at 8:30, Congressman LaTurner will be here at Terrebinth, to share updates and a little coffee. So usually he sends a representative, but this time he's coming.
Excellent.
Excited about that. And we'd love to welcome him to Caulfield. So if you can, stop in there and say hi. Also, that'll be the same day as the community baby shower at the Boys and Girls Club. It's for expecting moms or those who have 3 months and younger. So I do know space is limited, so give them a call ahead of time if possible. Next week is our business over breakfast, and we have some really good speakers. Four counties coming. This is actually in May, kicks off Mental Health Month. So they're going to be sharing some services and just some updates. Julie Smith from the Kansas State Extension Office is going to come share some resources specifically for our business community. And then Kevin Cole, who's the owner at the Pete's Truck Stop, it's going to give us an update on construction and everything that's going to be included in there and just some neat things that I'm very excited about. So, yeah, three great speakers and, of course, tons of announcements.
And I know that he was saying that Pete's is also interested in donating for some of the park programs as well. That was talked about at the meeting last night. So that's really cool.
I think he's ready to be full on involved in the community, and I'm glad to see that. Unfortunately, I forgot to announce this earlier. So we do have a new business, but we do have some closing. So I don't know if you've heard the news, but I do know Blue Boots is closing down, which everybody out there, anybody wants to start a dry cleaning business, we will have nobody left to do dry cleaning. So I'm really sad about that. And then there was another one. Downtown Wedding Shop is closing, or actually she has closed. So two businesses. I'm like, oh no. So entrepreneurs calling you, come in and see me. Let's get a business going for you. sorry, something in my throat tonight. May 3rd is also the Field Kinley and Roosevelt open house. So they've been working on construction the last couple of years, and all those good renovations they're going to share with everybody. They're going to have tours and alumni and administrators there to answer questions. So if you haven't seen, man, their little NATO store, I just love that. Now they have a coffee store opening up, but lots of neat things that for me I think are wonderful, because it gives our students not something just to create, but then they get to see the business side of it. And again, trying to encourage those young entrepreneurs. So this is the last week to get your tickets in for the Bourbon at the Brown, which is on May 6th. Great fundraiser for the mansion, so we can keep this jewel in shape and open for our community. So make sure you stop in and get those going. That's just a few in the next 2 weeks. We've got tons more coming up. Of course, I'll share over the next few weeks, but you can always go out to the community calendar we have. Tons of things going on in the next few months. And if you've got an event, make sure you are submitting that to our calendar as well. And there was something else I was going to say. I forgot. But next week, Amy will be here.
Okay.
I am headed to Branson.
Hey.
We have a four-state conference that we go to every year. And I'm actually presenting multiple sessions. And so I'm excited about
that. That's great. That's wonderful.
It'll be awesome. So I will see everybody in 2 weeks. I'll miss you all. I know you'll miss my friendly voice, but the office will be there to answer all your calls and questions.
Okay. So. Well, we look forward to talking again here in a couple weeks, yeah. Candy. Thank you so much for coming on, and mm-hmm. we appreciate all the work you and your staff are doing, as always.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few on the Mighty 690 KGGF.